This was a big development that happened today. What can you tell us about? We know that there are certain things that you can tell us and you're not allowed to tell us. We understand it's kind of delicate, the position right now, but what can you tell us about why the lease was not renewed?
Well, Miller Motor Sports Park was facing a crossroads in the sense that it had an impending land lease renewal deadline coming up. And for a while, we've been evaluating what the future of the facility may be, and a decision was made and notification was given to the Tooele County today that the lease would not be renewed. We will continue, though, with a full summer season of programming, kart racing, events, driving schools, and then we will cease our operations of the Miller Motor Sports Park at the end of the racing season in October.
Has any decision been made about what's going to happen with this property after the racing season?
In the eyes of Miller Motor Sports Park, we have done our action, which is in essence to not renew the lease. And in essence, Tooele County has its land back along with the buildings and the track that are part of this really world-class, state-of-the-art racing facility.
Now, we also have, I've talked to a few people that said that they were just stunned to hear this news because they've been coming here a lot and it seemed like the place was packed. You had a pretty solid audience most of the time. Did money have anything to do with it, like a lack of funding, or was it just too expensive to continue in maintaining this sports park? Or what can you tell us about money and its relations to this decision today?
Well, this is truly an impressive facility that's had a great staff. Some of the best people in the industry have worked here to try to make this a viable facility. There have been significant financial investments in the facilities for almost nearly a decade of operations here. We've tried a variety of business approaches. At this juncture, though, we made the decision that it would be not possible for us to sustain this facility at the world-class level that it currently is at.
So it costs just too much money, I'm guessing. Is that it?
I think it may have been a facility that is a little bit ahead of its time. To find its place in Utah, in the motorsports world, it was certainly renowned worldwide as a facility, but I think it's always been something that we've had to work hard at to find its relevance here in Utah.
Now, there's, of course, a lot of speculation just because we know that Grantsville was one of the sites where the Prison Relocation Committee was considering moving the prison to. Did the decision have anything to do with that process?
The decision not to renew the lease at Miller Motor Sports Park is not related at all to the prison relocation issue and the work that that committee is currently doing.
Okay, so it wasn't the kind of thing where it looks like Grantsville is the front runner or possibly a front runner, and that weighed into it at all.
This was a totally independent action as the Miller Group looks at all of its business opportunities and its businesses here and made a decision as it relates to that.
Disappointing on a company level not to be able to keep this?
Well, I think it certainly is a difficult decision to make in the sense that there have been incredible events that have been here, NASCAR, incredible motocross events, great experiences that people have had to get on a racing track of this magnitude and caliber. And in that regard, we know that it really is an outstanding facility, it sometimes is hard to let go.
Right. But basically, recapping the business model that you guys were in, and maintaining this a world class facility was a little bit too much for the business model that you were in, and so the decision was made, even though this was well attended, might not have been viable to keep it open as far as your end.
We have really tried to make this facility work. And provide the services to the racing community and enjoyment to our spectators and fans. And unfortunately, we just haven't become a viable business proposition for us any longer.